Trump wields axe over Democrat agencies as shutdown blame game raids. I lost my way. Diddy begs judge for leniency on eve of sentencing. First killings in Morocco since Gen Z protests erupted. Hamas military leader in Gaza objects to ceasefire plan. BBC understands. Israel intercepts Gaza flotilla and detains activists, including Greta Thunberg. Scaffolding collapsed as people climbed to see Ethiopia church mural. Eyewitness tells BBC. Robert Mugabe's son appears in court on drug charge. Munich airport reopens after drone sightings force closure. Captain of tanker linked to Russian shadow fleet. Charged in France. Benidorm cracks down on lewd t-shirts and items in shop windows. Nirvana baby loses legal case over Nevermind album. Four ill with sepsis after food poisoning outbreak at Stockholm restaurant. Senior member of Venezuela's Tren de Aragua gang arrested. Behind the Gen Z protests that forced Madagascar's president to sack his government. Area of interest found in search for girl who vanished 55 years ago. My pay is being held hostage. Federal workers on U.S. government shutdown. Relief and new baby for asylum family of child suffocated in English Channel crossing. Surge in Ukrainian attacks on oil refineries sparks Russian fuel shortages. We only have the sea to live on. Senegal's fishermen blame BP project for lack of fish. Hurricane season brings financial fears in the Caribbean. Billionaire populist eyes power in check vote but may need help from extremes. Find common ground. Tourists in Washington tell lawmakers amid shutdown. Watch. Two Delta passenger planes collide at LaGuardia Airport. Inside the lab. Analyzing the world's oldest ice. Watch. Jane Goodall tells BBC how she became interested in animals. It's safe now. See students pulled from rubble of collapsed Indonesian school. Funfair ride breaks apart at school event in LA. Gold prices steady below record highs as risk assets shrug off U.S. shutdown fears. Oil on track for steepest weekly drop in 3.5 months. Oil prices set for sharp weekly decline as potential OPEC plus hike looms. Oil falls 2% to 4-month lows on oversupply concerns. Turkey may work jointly with U.S. S. Korea for its second nuclear power plant. Minister says U.S. Tomahawk missile shipments to Ukraine unlikely, sources say. Putin says murder of Charlie Kirk is sign of deep rift in U.S. Brazil poised to lead global Robusta coffee farming on expansion potential, report says. U.S. to support soybean farmers amid China lag, expect news. Tuesday, Besant says Putin warns Ukraine over dangerous game of strikes on nuclear plants. Fire breaks out at Chevron's refinery in El Segundo. Roche director Suesmuth Dyckerhoff to stand down from board. BlackRock's GP nears $40 billion deal to acquire Align Data Centers, Bloomberg. Taylor Swift's Life of a Showgirl launches with global promotion. China EV stocks slide after Tesla posts record quarterly deliveries. Australia fines Telstra $12 million for misleading customers on internet speed. Asahi shares mark weekly slide after cyber attack halts production. Apple removes ICE tracking apps amid Trump AG pressure. Telstra fined $12 million by Australian competition watchdog over internet speed claims. UAE non-oil private sector growth rebounds in September. PMI shows Japan's service sector extends gains in September. PMI shows Japan's August jobless rate rises to 2.6%. UK firms' hiring plans are joint weakest since 2020. BOE survey shows Italy targets budget deficit at 3% of GDP this year. BOC's Mendez, cutting through inflation noise is key in new economic landscape. Natural gas storage falls short of expectations, signaling increased demand. U.S. announced job cuts fell 37% in September. Recruitment firm Challenger says Italy. August jobless rate edges up to 6.0%, with 57,000 jobs lost. Italy business lobby cuts GDP forecasts on U.S. tariffs, geopolitical tensions. Asian stocks poised for weekly gains on rate cut wagers, AI fervor.